The Star Report with Sasha Star.
I'm going to try and talk as quickly as Gilly did.
This is my favorite part of the show.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm flattered. Thank you. Okay, so it's Oscar season. It's award season. It's my favorite time of the year. And we've had the Screen Actors Guild Awards last weekend. And as with any guild award, it is voted for by your peers. Mm. So the Screen Actors Guild Award has actors voting for actors. It's basically a popularity contest. And it's got some interesting implications for the Academy Awards, which take place next month. That is because the race for Best Actor has basically been between Christian Bale for Vice and Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody. It looked as though Christian Bale was leading. He picked up the Critics' Choice Award last. But Rami Malek has pulled it back in Freddie Mercury style. And he has now picked up the SAG Award.
Oh.
Yeah, it's getting pretty close. So it's very interesting. As we know, Glenn Close is likely going to walk away with Best Actress for The Wife.
She got over that Boiling Bunnies thing that she used to do?
The what?
Boiling Bunnies.
You don't know about the Boiling Bunnies?
No.
Oh, snap. Yeah, Glenn Close.
I'm feeling the generation gap.
Yes, me, even me. It's fine. You don't need to know these things. Live your life. Be free.
You know, I really liked her. Now I'm just sort of going to waste picture.
She became like the poster child for crazy women. Because
Did she boil a bunny?
Yeah,
I don't remember what happened. No, she did. What was it called? Fatal Attraction?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I thought you meant Glenn Close, the actress in her personal capacity.
No. She didn't boil bunnies in her personal capacity, as a character.
In her personal capacity.
No.
Actresses aren't real people. They only have these lives.
Yep. Yes.
I had a friend who asked me once when we were little if the actress always wakes up at the same time to go to the movie theater to perform that role.
Yeah. That's great. I have a friend who told her friend that her dad was James Bond. But that her dad was actually Ian Fleming, and Ian Fleming was Sevenoju was like the pseudonym or whatever. And that her dad was actually either Ian Fleming or James Bond, now forgotten. But she convinced him as a child, for the entire childhood, that's who her friend thought her dad was.
Ian Fleming.
That's pretty cool.
That's quite impressive, actually.
I know.
But back to the screen.
Sorry.
Because they don't have a Best Picture category. Instead, they have Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture.
Interesting.
Yes. And I can't say that this is an indicator of what's going to win the big award at the Academy Awards, but Black Panther, they took it away.
I did guess that
Wakanda is all about unity. You know, it was a really Wakanda film.
Indeed.
Now, what's disappointing about the actual Oscars is that every year, the 5 nominees for Best Original Song get to go up on stage and do their thing.
Yes.
And for everyone who hasn't actually paid attention to their category, they kind of get a free concert. So now, the Academy has said, nope, we're only doing the 2. One from A Star Is Born, which is, of course, Shallow.
Oh, snap.
Yes.
Why did they do that? That's weird.
And All the Stars from Black Panther.
Oh, that's a very cool song.
So we are still going to get to see the love affair between Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper on stage. But, I mean, did you see Mary Poppins Returns?
I did not.
Apparently one of those songs is nominated most unmemorable songs you've ever heard in your life.
I mean, how are you going to be this very fragilistic expialidocious?
I went to see it this week, in fact, and I was like, I came home and I just went and listened to A Spoonful of Sugar. Like I
good
needed.
For you. Good for
I was
you.
Craving and I need. So Lin-Manuel Miranda, who was in Mary Poppins Returns, has said, you know, it's really disappointing. And he used to stay up to watch the Oscars because he loved The Little Mermaid and they were going to sing the songs from the movie. So it's pretty disappointing.
I feel like the Academy Awards are just getting more and more disappointing every year.
I secretly agree with that.
I think they're just slowly losing their touch with reality.
It used to be a big thing.
Yeah.
But now you've got people who are often, actually they're all great, but there's a sense that, you know, why aren't there more women directors?
Yes.
Well, because they aren't.
In fact, that's a tricky subject.
Nominees.
No, yeah, yes, yes. But they're speaking about the industry. So why doesn't the industry produce female directors? And there's a very big reason for that. Yeah.
There we go.
I'm happy you brought that up because it actually ties into my next story.
Yes.
The Time's Up movement, which has sort of become synonymous with the Golden Globes because mm-hmm. stars there.
It started with Oprah, didn't it? Where she said Time's Up.
It was a group of celebrities in the wake of the Me Too scandal. And the first time it really became known was at the Golden Globe Awards last year, where everyone wore black.
Mm.
And now, with the Sundance Film Festival taking place, they've started a new campaign called the 4% Challenge. And it is for people to sign up to have, in the next 18 months, at least one of their films directed by a female director. And this is because since 2007 until 2018, only 4% of films have been nominated by a woman.
What's happened to Jodie Foster? She was an excellent director.
Who knows?
I think she's actually being quiet just in general.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? There's a director that I know. Her name is she's actually an Israeli director who works in LA. She's a commercials director, but also a film director. She's just done her first feature film called Honey Boy, and it's just like premiered at Sundance to like raving reviews and standing ovations or whatever. So she's an Israeli female director, and she spearheaded this thing called Free the Bid. And Free the Bid has taken hold like all over the world. And what it is it's a challenge to corporations to ensure that when they are producing commercials, they make sure that on every panel that is pitching to shoot those commercials, there's at least one female director on those panels.
And I think unless we do things like that, it's not going to change.
Well, it hasn't. We know it hasn't. It hasn't like slowly progressed over time. It's completely dead. Straight, like it's plateaued. So definitely necessary.
Thank you, Sasha Starr.
You're welcome.